We present Kenneth Williams, Peter Jones, Clement Freud, and Derek Nimmo in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, and welcome to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we have our four regular competitors of the game competing tonight, showing off their verbal dexterity and wit as they try and speak for just a minute, if they can, on a subject that I will give them, and they have to try and do it without hesitating, without repeating themselves or deviating from the subject. And we'll begin the show this week with the one and only Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, would you talk on the subject of getting started? Something very apt for just a minute, and will you try and do it in 60 seconds, starting now?
Getting started for me meant auditioning at the Victoria Theatre in Singapore. It was used during the day for the hearings of war crimes tribunals. A load of Japanese were dragged in there, and then, of course, we appeared at night to do these shows, rushing on with my impersonations of Suzette Tari and Winston Churchill, which went like a bomb. People said, it is done as to the manner born. And I made famous the expression, on the beaches, on the landing ground. There, there.
Peter Jones has challenged you.
Repetition.
Of what?
Well, during that Suzette Tari impersonation, I think... I think he repeated a sound.
A sound?
Yes.
Well, there's many sounds.
I mean, I couldn't distinguish the words.
No, well, of course, the thing is that it is only the words, and as I couldn't make it out either, we can't actually have a repetition of sounds, otherwise we'd never get anywhere. So, Peter, I consider that's an
very
incorrect challenge.
Judgment. Very good judgment.
Yeah, when you're
winning... on the ball tonight. No flies on him, is there, hey?
Ooh. Whenever nice. You're winning, I'm doing well, and when it's the other way around, I am the worst chairman in the business, aren't I? Kenneth, you have a point for an incorrect challenge, you keep the subject. There are 15 and a half seconds left, and you start now.
Getting started means rolling up my sleeves, getting out the dusters, and then shoving it down the loo to be disinfected.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Well, I thought I'd like to get started as well.
What are you talking about? You would like to get started. It's not your go.
I haven't said anything yet.
No, but he'd like to get started in your go.
Get started.
Well, Derek, yes, obviously we'd like to hear from you. We have heard a lot of Kenneth, but I'm afraid it was an incorrect challenge.
Quite so.
So yes. He has another 8 seconds to getting started, starting now.
Getting started means the...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Oh, sorry, that was a terrible mistake, and I withdraw my challenge immediately. I'm so sorry, I do beg your pardon,
Mr. Williams. Go away somewhere and get yourself an education. Become literate or something. It's ludicrous.
He's only just flown in from Australia.
I've come all the way from Great Portland Street. I'm sitting here. I'm being treated like a load of rubbish.
You are not. You're being treated with great respect.
Do I look like a load of rubbish? Oh, thank you. That's nice. That is from the audience.
You must realise that Derek Nimmo has only just flown in on 30 hours non-stop from Australia.
You keep plucking the fact
that he's flown in. But he's got jet lag. He hasn't got into the game yet.
He's flown in. We all know that. He couldn't have flown out, could he?
Well, you'll be flying off in a minute if you're not careful. There are 7 seconds. Getting started. Starting now.
I've been ruined in my peroration. How can I get underway? Every time I start,
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Well, he's not getting started because he's been ruined in his peroration.
That's right.
Where's my flow? In my flow is
Listen, gone. You leave your women folk out of this and let's get on with the game. Derek, he was deviating from the subject, and there are 4 seconds now for you, having got a correct challenge and a point for that, to take over the subject of getting started, starting now.
I love getting started
and,
with Kenneth Williams.
Clement Freud has challenged you.
Deviation.
Why?
He has jet lag. He was much too quick.
A very good attempt, Clement. I beg your pardon?
For a man with jet lag.
Yes, a bonus point for Clement Freud for a very good try, which got nothing to do with the programme. But Nimmo gets a point for an incorrect challenge. He keeps the subject, and good evening, and we'll get on with the show. And there are 2.5 seconds left, Derek, with you, starting now.
I love getting started on the first. I'm very near a New Year.
Well, when Ian Messiter blows his whistle. It tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gets the extra point. On this occasion, it was Derek Nimmer who got in just before the whistle. So he has got now 3 points. He's equal in the lead with Kenneth Williams. Clement Freud has got one, and Peter Jones has yet to score. But, Peter, your turn to begin. The subject, eating dirt cheap. Would you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Well, that's just another of those rather corny restaurant jokes, like, waiter, is this egg fresh? I don't know, sir, I only laid the table. Do you serve crabs here? Sit down, we serve anybody. And there's a fly in my soup and so on, and getting dirt cheap.
Kenneth Williams.
I know.
Yes, but it wasn't enough to be a real hesitation, so Peter keeps the subject.
Oh, you say but it's not a hesitation. You want to wash your ears out, you great idiot.
You want to wash your tongue out.
Disgraceful.
There are 40 seconds for you, Peter, with eating dirt cheap starting now.
Well,
It's going to be one of those nights, isn't it? Derek Nimmo challenged you.
Well, one hardly dares to challenge with you in the chair. But are you... repetition of and also hesitation.
That, I would say, was a definite hesitation.
Yes,
so you get the subject and the point for that. And it's eating dirt cheap, and there are 38 seconds left, starting now.
Well, when I'm eating dirt cheap, I leap out into the rubbish dump and I start nibbling away at all the scraps and refuse that have been left behind by all the bin men, and I nibble and chew, and somehow it goes down inside my great gullet, and all the nasty worms and toads and grubs begin to ferment inside me, and then up...
Peter Jones has challenged, thank goodness.
It's much, much too far-fetched. But you can't... worms don't ferment.
Well, you might inside Derek Nimmo, but I quite agree. I won't.
No, I mean, otherwise you'd have worm wine.
Yeah.
There isn't such a thing.
No, Peter, I agree. He's deviated
is
far
there?
Too far.
Clement's nodding. He probably knows there is. Can you get a worm wine-making kit?
There are 17 seconds left for you, Peter, on eating dirt cheap, starting now.
The important thing when opening a restaurant is to keep it incredibly...
Derek Nimmo.
Repetition of restaurant.
He did say it before, you're right.
Oh.
There are 14 seconds eating dirt cheap, Derek, with you, starting now.
If you go to a place called the L'Opera, rather...
Clement Freud.
That was almost a hesitation.
It was definitely a hesitation. There are 11 seconds on eating dirt cheap with you, Clement, starting now.
I would say baked beans on toast for halfpenny is as good an example of eating dirt cheap as any I can think of, although toast, marmalade... And
so Clement Freud was then speaking as the whistle went. He gained the extra point. He's now equal with Kenneth Williams, but Derek Nimmo has taken the lead. Derek, will you begin the next round? And the subject is the white shark. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
The white shark is a popular nickname for Nicholas Parsons. He's been known as the white shark because of his meanness and also the fact that he tends to be very avaricious and steal things from people when they're not looking particularly points. Other times...
I'm going to have a chance.
I should have burst in by then and annoyed.
That was another almost hesitation.
And it was deviation on every other single point that nobody bothered to challenge. I agree with Clement, so you have 43 seconds on the white shark, starting now.
Well, this clearly refers to the manager of the local building society, because if ever there was a race of people who are white sharks, although some of them are brown, yellow, or even black sharks, they would certainly qualify. To charge 12.5% interest on a home loan simply because whoever happens to be in government thinks that might be a fun figure for people to pay, I think is so criminally dishonest that if I ever met the chap in the street, I would kick him if I didn't so terribly disapprove of people putting the boot...
Clement Freud with his white shark has taken himself into a stronger lead with gaining an extra point as the whistle went, and it is Clement Freud's turn to begin. The subject... is school days. Clement, can you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
School days happen before university days and even earlier than life. And I remember particularly about my school days that we had speeches at least once a year. Somebody came along And they always mentioned three things. One is, things aren't what they used to be.
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Repetition of things.
Yes, I'm afraid so, Clement. There are 41 seconds left for you, Derek. You take over the subject of school days, starting now.
I started school at the age of 4 in Cartmel Fell.
Clement Freud.
Deviation.
Why?
That was a school day.
Wait, it was one of the days.
One of the days. An awful lot more were going to come along afterwards. If you were
A clever try, but I don't think it was justified. School days is still with you, Derek, starting now.
They do say that school days are the happiest days of your life. I think it's an absolute rubbish. I didn't like it at all very much. And people didn't like me either. It was awfully sad. And I had a very unhappy time because people kept bullying me because they thought that I was inept, which I was, and I didn't get very good marks in any of my examinations that I remember. No, I could paint a little and I wasn't very good at games. In fact, people thoroughly disliked me.
Peter Jones, the challenge.
Yeah, repetition of people.
Yes, and there are 17... seconds left for school days with you, Peter, starting now.
Well, the days were only slightly less miserable than the nights, because at a boarding school, it's usually cold. There are a lot of very noisy people in the dormitory, and the master who comes in and beats the daylights out of everybody just because he doesn't...
And... So Peter Jones was speaking when the whistle went, and he's moved forward into third place ahead of Kenneth Williams, and Derek Nimmo's taken the lead alongside Clement Freud. Kenneth, we're back with you. Would you take the subject of emperors and tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Many names spring to mind. I would mention Hadrian and Marcus Aurelius. Perhaps Elagabalus is an interesting example. He arrived in Rome, you know, on a dray and had a lot of makeup on. The senators are reputed to have made representations and indignant noises about this, but he held full sway and filled every post far and wide. Gaul, Britain, Minorca, Majorca, all with posts with his favourite in charge. And I don't blame him, because, I mean, after all, if you've got a bit of authority, you might as well splash it about and say, well, have a good time. Only here for a short while. Might as well enjoy it while we can. And I think, when I look back on my own life, ah, yes, Acton's dictum, all power corrupts, that is true.
Well, that's the first time in this series that somebody has started with the subject and kept going without hesitation, repetition, or deviation, and without being interrupted in any way at all. So, Kenneth, you get a point for speaking as the whistle went, and the bonus point for managing to keep going for the full 60 seconds. And you're still in fourth place. No, actually, you're just ahead of Peter Jones, and Derek and Clement are still in the lead. Peter Jones, will you begin the next round, please? The subject, fixations. Will you tell us something about those in just a minute, starting now?
Well, it's one of those words like repressions and auto-suggestion, depressions, that were popularised.
Derek Nimmo.
No.
Yes, no. I would agree. There's a definite
error. Well, I just stumbled for a little moment. That's all right, didn't it?
51 seconds on fixations with you, Derek, starting now.
Some people, like Kenneth Williams, have fixations about Roman emperors, and if you're not careful, they talk about them all day long. Particularly, he likes to talk about the Emperor Tiberius, because he used to have what were called his minnows.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Well, he said talk about twice.
Yes, he did. There are 41 seconds for Peter Jones on fixation, starting now.
Well, sometimes people get fixations about winning, and they feel it's terribly important to do so, whereas I feel that just merely playing the game as well as one can is more satisfying and very often more entertaining for those people who are watching, listening at home, or in the auditorium before us at this moment. Now, Clement and...
Derek Nimmo,
sort of packed up altogether,
really. Yes, Steve, you were in
well, I couldn't recall your name for a moment. I knew the face.
Derek Nimmo sitting right beside Peter Jones for those at home, and I must say he was trying to inhibit him by staring very hard. Really? There are 15 seconds on fixations with you, Derek, starting now.
I have a friend called Geoffrey Alcock, who has a fixation that in the previous existence he was the Dalai Lama, and he sits for hours at an end with a little prayer wheel beside him, reciting and chanting.
Peter Jones has challenged.
He sits for hours at an end. What does that mean?
I don't think it means very much.
Deviation. Yeah.
Deviation from grammar and sense, yes. All right, well, challenge, Peter. 4 seconds are left with fixations with you starting now.
I'll tell you the most hair-raising fixation if I can be allowed a little more...
really got one. He knew there was only 4 seconds and he just kept going and achieved the object of speaking as the whistle went. So, Peter, you got a lot of points in that round. You've moved into second place to Clement Freud, just 2 behind Derek Nimmo. And, Derek, your turn to begin, and the subject is punch. If you'd like to put the daily paper down and join the show again. I know you've just come back from Australia, but there's nothing very much been happening that doesn't normally happen. The subject is punch. There are 60 seconds for you to talk about it, starting now.
I once fought 3 rounds with Henry Cooper, and I asked him how his punch was at that time, and he hit me on the jaw. It's absolutely true. And I went flat on my back, and it hurt very much. I was once in Las Vegas, and there I met Muhammad Ali, who I think probably has the greatest punch and the most impressive and exciting box of his generation.
Clement Freud, a challenge.
That really is nonsense. He hasn't got the greatest punch. He's got all sorts of other
That's
qualities, but not even...
Oh,
not even he would say he had the greatest punch. He hardly ever knocks anybody out.
I would incline to agree.
Isn't it a bit late in the day to complain that he's talking nonsense in this game?
Yes, that's a very good point, Peter. But
after about 18 years.
But he's regained the heavyweight champion
yes,
of the world
but
not
I agree.
Times.
All not right.
He can't be just patting people, can he?
No, but I agree with what Clement Freud has said. It has been accepted by all the sporting journalists and the sporting authorities that Muhammad Ali, great as he is, has not got the greatest punch. He's one of the greatest boxers ever.
Right. Well, these other people with better punches, why haven't they punched him?
Because he's so quick on his feet, and that's the point that Clement's making. I agree with his challenge, and you have 34 seconds for punch, Clement, starting now.
There's also a drink called punch, which is generally hot and made with a spirituous substance, either rum, brandy, whiskey, gin, or even a liqueur. Also sugar and spices like cinnamon, nutmeg, and clove, water, lemon, orange.
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Repetition of all, Sam.
Oh, that's difficult.
Of course, that went well, didn't it?
It did go very well. I don't truly remember whether he said also before. Occasionally, I try to remember all
spice,
the
spice, I think he said.
Yes, I think he said all spice.
No, but yes. I will, if you like.
Yes.
Clement, you have 18 seconds to continue with punch, starting now.
If we go to the seaside, the sort of place where Derek Nimmo runs up and down the beach wearing a funny hat, we tend to see Punch and Judy shows, which are marvellously and traditionally entertaining, in that a small man, usually with a top hat, standing behind a curtain, makes noises.
Peter Jones.
The man doesn't wear a top hat, otherwise you'd see it.
No.
The man standing behind the curtain does not wear a top hat.
Well, mine does.
Oh, well, then you said traditionally, so as you're going by tradition, I would say you're wrong. And Peter Jones has got him with 1 second to go on Punch, starting now.
It's a great magazine.
We have an interesting situation at the end of that round because Peter Jones and Clement Freud have both got equal number of points in the round, and they've now come up alongside Derek Nimmo in the lead. So we had 3 leaders, all 3 of them ahead of Kenneth Williams. But you give us great
Wouldn't
value.
Wouldn't it be easier to say we have one loser?
No, because Kenneth is never a loser.
Ah.
He comes... Clement, your turn to begin. The subject is little-known facts about garden worms. There's an elaborate and delightful idea that EMS has thought of for you. Little-known facts about garden worms. Can you tell us any in 60 seconds, starting now?
It's very, very difficult to talk about little-known facts about garden worms because there are so many totally unknown facts about garden worms, but I will try. For instance, they tie each other in knots to keep damp, and they eat chocolate, especially eclairs and biscuits. And what is perhaps an incredibly little-known fact about garden worms is that they have a throughput of 9 tons of earth every 6 months, or... 1.5.
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, after 9 tons of earth going through them in 6 months, does give pause for thought.
It was respectful pause for people to draw in their breath or draw out the throughput of earth. Yes.
Well, I think they digested it all right, but it was a definite pause. And Derek Nimmo, you take over the subject now. Little known facts about garden worms, starting now.
One of the little known facts about garden worms is that they greatly like Chanel number 5.
And Clement Freud.
That's an unknown fact. It is untrue.
Unknown to you, but it's known to me.
Untrue.
Little known.
I don't think it is a fact at all. And I give it back to Clement Freud with 22 seconds on the subject, starting now.
When they mate, which they do every now and...
Clement, Peter Jones has challenged.
This is a family show. We don't want that sort of smutty talk.
Well, garden smut. well done, Peter. Bonus for Peter. Clement keeps the subject for an incorrect challenge. 18 seconds left on the subject, starting now.
When worms are terribly fond of each other, they hardly ever write letters. They don't hold hands because they have none. But they go through a machinery known...
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Repetition of through.
Yes. All that soil went through them, if you remember, 6 months... And now you're sort of through again.
Very piddling little challenge.
I think it's a brilliant challenge. He had to remember it, and even more amazing that I've remembered it, too. Because that, I got to remember every word. Little known fact.
Well, it was the graphic picture that he painted of all this soil going through one single worm that made me remember it.
Yes.
Well,
yes, indeed.
Throughput.
Well, obviously,
yes. Throughput was the word I used.
You're living every moment of the material.
The word I used was throughput, not through on its own.
Yes, you did, actually.
Yes. That's why you remembered it.
They said a throughput. The
throughput is not one word.
No, it's a hyphenated word.
No, but he used through earlier on.
He did, indeed, Peter. You have 6 seconds for little-known facts about garden worms, starting now.
If you treat a worm nicely, it can become a very good friend. And it can be house-trained and learn...
Peter Jones has taken the lead at the end of that round, gaining points on the way and the extra one as the whistle went. He's one ahead of Clement Freud, two ahead of Derek Nimmo, and more than half a dozen ahead of Kenneth Williams, who will begin the next round. Kenneth, the subject is jockeys. Will you tell us something about them in just a minute, starting now?
They race down the course at Epsom and Ascot.
Clement Freud has challenged.
They don't. It's the horses.
That's a lovely challenge. Let's give it a point to Clement for that lovely challenge. But metaphorically speaking, I'm sure a lot of people say the jockey was racing because they race on the horses. So, Kenneth, keep the subject. You started with it, and you have 51 seconds left, starting now.
They have given their name to a most famous item of underwear, and everyone has reason to be deep. Pretty grateful for this incredible service I have found.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Well, not everybody. Ladies don't have to be grateful.
Do.
Well, I think some ladies do wear jockey pants, don't they?
And others are grateful to people who wear them.
No, it's a good idea, but I don't think, actually... No, he was deviating from the subject.
But I mean, sort of... Hawaiian gentlemen aren't grateful for jockey pants because they don't wear it. What about all the Scottish listeners that we've got? I mean, they have not made jockey pants. Not everyone is grateful to them.
Sorry, the conversation's going the same way again.
The garden worms aren't grateful. Kenneth, you continue with the subject. There are 41 seconds left with jockeys, starting now.
A well-established fact for jockeys is they need to be light. Which is why I am such a brilliant exponent of the art. When I appear, they cry, "Here he comes, Mr. Lightweight himself. Always welcome at Newmarket, Kenboy," they shout as I enter the arena, wearing the colours, of course, of my favourite employer. Will I name him? No, obviously, in a case like this, I better not, because I would be accused, would I not, of paying cheap publicity, and that is something I will never stoop to. No, I am a man of principle. You better come look at me and you say, "Here's a jockey with principle. He's never run me a dirty race. He's never been wasted."
Clement Freud has challenged.
What was his challenge?
principals.
Two principals. But I take it back.
No, no, perhaps you had it, boy. No, you had it, Clement boy. Good old Clement boy. No, go on, you have a go, love.
Well, Kenneth has very generously, he was really in full flow there, and I think he'd almost won the race, actually, in his imagination. But I'd love to see him on a horse. The Clement, there are 2.5 seconds with jockeys starting now. Yes, Peter Jones.
Hesitation.
Yes. So it's neck and neck to our two leaders. There are 1.5 seconds on jockeys with you, Peter, starting now.
They're not as nice as boxer shorts.
I've had a message. We have no more time, so let me wind up the show by telling you what the final score was. Kenneth Williams, after his triumphs of the previous weeks, returned to come in a solid fourth place. His jockey exploits didn't help him get into the lead here. He came behind Derek Nimmer, who finished in third place, and Clement Freud was just in second place, 1 point behind this week's winner, who was Peter Jones. You have enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute and will want to tune in again. And then once again, we take the air and we play this ridiculously delightful game. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.